title, challenged OSHA's rule mandating COVID vaccinations or weekly testing for employers halted. Content: On November 4, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, released its much-anticipated mandate or test workplace vaccine emergency rule, the rule. The rule requires employers with 100 or more employees to either mandate covered employees be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or require covered employees that are not fully vaccinated to test for COVID-19 at least weekly and wear a face covering. The rule went into effect immediately on November 5, with employers expected to comply by no later than January 4, but implementation has since been halted due to pending legal challenges. For more information of the rule requirements and specifics, see our prior article at S here, OSHA's rule mandating COVID vaccinations or weekly testing for employers. The rule faces legal challenges. The rule immediately faced challenges from across the country from business groups, religious organizations, as well as labor unions. Lawsuits have been filed challenging and seeking to block the rule in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, including for the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and D.C. Circuit Courts. On November 6, just 2 days after the announcement of the rule, the 5th Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay blocking the rule until it could more closely examine the legality of the rule, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues. The stay temporarily halted the rule's implementation and ordered OSHA to take no steps to implement or enforce the rule. The 5th Circuit 3-judge panel set a fast-tracked briefing schedule to allow the federal government and party challengers to argue over the validity of the rule and whether a permanent injunction of the rule should be issued, in a unanimous decision. On November 12, the 5th Circuit found the stay would remain in place, despite the federal government cautioning that such a freeze would cost dozens or even hundreds of lives per day. The 5th Circuit noted that the rule threatens to substantially burden the liberty interests of reluctant individual recipients to put a choice between their jobs and their jab. Additionally, this week, in accordance with federal rules, the numerous legal challenges to the rule have been consolidated and will be heard by the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals. The Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation conducted a lottery on November 16 to select which U.S. Circuit Court of Appeal would hear the combined challenges. The 6th Circuit was randomly selected from a drum containing an entry for each circuit wherein a constituent petition for review is pending. The 6th Circuit is based out of Cincinnati and oversees courts in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Kentucky, with the majority of the judges having been appointed by Republican presidents. The 6th Circuit will determine whether to maintain the 5th Circuit's stay. If the 6th Circuit moves fast, just like the 5th Circuit, a ruling may be issued by the end of this week, or soon thereafter. A briefing schedule should be issued by the 6th Circuit soon. Ultimately, it is likely the pending legal challenge and fate of the rule will be determined by the Supreme Court. If the case proceeds to the Supreme Court, it could either take up the stay in full proceedings, with a briefing schedule and oral arguments, or it may utilize its so-called shadow or emergency docket. Depending on how the Supreme Court proceeds, we could potentially see a decision as early as the end of this month or early next year. OSHA's response to the legal challenges as a result of the 5th Circuit's stay order: OSHA, on November 15, issued a statement that it was suspending activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the rule, but provided that OSHA remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies and that it is pausing its activities pending future developments in the litigation. Therefore, as of today, OSHA's implementation and enforcement of the rule is temporarily halted. Next steps: while the future of the rule remains uncertain due to the pending legal challenges, we do know the rule has not been repealed, it has merely been suspended pending resolution in the courts. Therefore, while the immediate deadline for compliance is now unknown, employers SH.